This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We're at T-minus 8 hours, 30 minutes, and counting. T-minus 8 hours, 30 minutes, and counting. And we're continuing to clear the pad in preparation for cryogenic loading. Mobile service structure was moved back last evening. It will remain now at its park site, which is some 7,000 feet from the pad, through the launch. This mobile service structure affords access to the space vehicle while it's at the pad and also affords a weather protection for the spacecraft. When we begin cryogenic loading, we'll begin by loading the liquid oxygen aboard the S-4B, or third stage of the Saturn launch vehicle. Liquid oxygen is an extremely cold fluid, so it's necessary to prepare the pumps, lines, and overall systems before bringing this aboard. It will be brought aboard at a very slow fill rate, up to the 5% fill mark. This slow fill rate is 500 gallons per minute. Once the proper cooling has been achieved, we'll move into the fast fill, and that is some 1,000 gallons per minute. President Nixon called Apollo 12 Commander Charles Conrad last night. He wished the crew a successful journey and invited the astronauts and their wives to dinner and to spend the night at the White House when they returned from the moon. The crew retired about 9 p.m. last night. They'll be awakened at 6:05 this morning, have a brief medical exam, breakfast. They're expected to depart from the manned spacecraft operations building for the pad at approximately 8:27 a.m. They should be at the pad and entering their spacecraft at about 8:45. Our countdown continues to go well. T-minus 8 hours, 28 minutes and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.